Hello. Welcome back. It's been 84 years.
Everyone.
Welcome back to Two Bras.
Talking Bravo. What's going on, man? It's been a
It's been a
minute.
long, it's been a couple minutes, like I guess at least. Right? How many minutes?
I'm malfunctioning. How
How are
fast this
you
food poison hit?
doing?
This food poison hit
Oh,
really fast.
did you eat the raw pork chop?
I mean, so the reason why I was eating so slow is because as I was cutting it, I was putting it back in the pan. So then I'd take like a piece from the pan and eat it, and then put the next piece in the pan. Because at that point, I'm not gonna
Stop.
recook the whole freaking. You know what I mean? It's so much slower to do that. Like at that point, it's like chicken. Like, have you never done that where you? I mean, usually you'll just cut in the middle and you'll be like, okay, is it cooked? And then you're like, shit, the middle isn't cooked. So then I cut it into small pieces and I'll just put it back in the pan because it cooks faster. I mean, like, I'm just trying to eat you. Like, I'm not trying to make anything fancy.
You made it sound like you would cut into a bite, see that it was raw, put that bite into the pan, cut into another bite, see it was raw, like one by one. Like,
I mean, that's
okay,
basically what I did.
and so it is
After the
wild.
first bite, I was like, okay, I knew I had to, keep cooking.
Oh,
The
okay.
yeah.
I don't know. You're just like a cartoon character in my head in like a very good way.
Cooking's exhausting. Being an adult is exhausting. Like, I'm so excited for the weekend. I'm just gonna relax. It's gonna be great. But it seems like your weekend's already started because somebody didn't work today.
I took a day off to go skiing midweek, which honestly, I needed it more than I even knew I needed it. Like, it was
Really?
really. Yeah, I mean, I only went skiing like 3 times this season, which is not a lot for me.
It's true.
And like, I have been feeling a bit burnt out.
From
So,
skiing or from work?
no, from work, from work.
I feel that.
And the mountain got like 2 feet of snow over the weekend, so we were gonna go over the weekend, but we didn't want to drive up in the snow, and so we went skiing today and a little bit of rain, but it was pretty good, honestly, better than a day of work, so I ain't gonna
Yeah.
complain.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Was it just you, your dad, and Michelle? Wow. Tres amigos. And you all just went for
Do
the
you wanna
day?
yeah I was gonna say, do you wanna hear like typical crazy nurse vibes? Is Michelle
She's
basically,
crazy. I'm gonna
can
flat
you
out
guess?
say it. Yeah, she's skiing in between night shifts. Like, she literally
Yeah.
s posted on her Snapchat story. I
Oh
was like,
yeah.
what the hell? What do you
Crazy.
mean?
Crazy. She's like, yeah, I'm only working like 8 hours, so like I'll be fine. I'll just sleep in the car. I'm like, okay, the car ride's 2 hours each way, but you're not sleeping the whole time. Like,
Plus, you're not getting proper sleep.
yeah, exactly. I mean, she was conked in the back seat, but
I mean, it's a good
still.
thing she's not in ICU, like a nurse for ICU.
Yeah, and I guess like she's basically like overseeing stuff, so it's not like she has to be, hands-on, and like, and she
So
rallies,
crazy to
like she.
me.
I know, but she, if she couldn't do it, she wouldn't do it, but she can do it because she does it all the time. So, I mean, couldn't be me.
I literally like couldn't even function, even if I was like, all I had to do that day was like go to the beach, float on water, hang out with my friends. Like, I wouldn't even be able to function without
Yeah.
sleep. Like, I would probably drown in the water, first of all, from being so tired. And I would be so snippy and angry to all my friends because I would be cranky. So it's like, I don't
Oh,
care what I'm doing that
totally.
day. I need to sleep at least 7, 8 hours, maybe 9 if I'm
Totally.
lucky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine pulling an all-nighter and then just being like, let's go skiing. Like, that's literally what's
That's
happening. I just
also
can't fathom.
insane. I wonder if the adrenaline wakes her up.
Like the fresh air. I think it'd be different if I was like, okay, like let's go chill in a museum and like sit, you know, or like lay on a couch. Like, I think it'd be very different versus you're
Well,
in, you know,
yeah, no shit.
folding
If
or
you
being
lay on the couch,
locked
you'll pass out. We
in.
literally pass out on the couch, even from like having proper sleep. Like, do
No, it's true. No, it's true. Yeah, I have no idea how
you
nurses do
fall
it.
asleep on the couch last night? You did,
Yeah.
didn't? How many times? How many do you do this every day?
Oh, well, sorry. A lot of the days. But we were watching Deal or No Deal Island.
Shut the hell up. I was literally just about to tell you, you need to watch Deal or No Deal Island. Cam and I are obsessed with it. It's so good.
Well, say we were binging it last night, and then it
That's
was like,
awesome.
I think we only had one episode left, and I was like, should we go to sleep? And Bob's like, and I'm like, okay, like we can do another episode, but I'm gonna fall asleep. Of course, I
Yeah.
fell asleep in the first like 2 minutes.
Classic.
But I think I'm only one episode behind, but I think like I already know
Okay,
what
I won't
happens. But
spoil
are you
anything.
caught up?
Oh yeah, we binged the hell out of that. When did we finish? I think Sunday. Like Sunday morning, we finished. Like we're fully caught up.
What
When was the last
did you?
episode, I guess? The
I think it
newest.
was. I thought it was on Mondays. I think Michelle said on Mondays. Did you do all in one sitting, all the episodes?
No, we split it. We split up. Technically, we watched. How many episodes are there? There's like four.
I think there are five now.
So then we watched two and then two. So we like kind of split it up a little bit.
So
Yeah.
we're on the same page because we have watched the same amount.
Oh shit. I didn't know there was a new one on Monday. Dude, there's so much TV. I cannot keep up anymore. I need a holiday from TV. Like, friggin' A. Like, last night, of course, I was excited to watch Vanderpump Rules, but a part of me was just kind of like, I just want to lay in bed and like just throw on something else. And I was like, no, I gotta do my homework and I gotta watch Vanderpump.
Oh.
Like this is like work now, but like it's like fun work. But
No.
it's just but there's just so much TV and like it's all good stuff. But like, can the TV
Yeah.
network just like pause and let us just have like some PTO and then continue? Like,
No, I don't
please.
ever want you to feel like it's homework, though. That's
No.
sad.
No. Well, normally
You're
I
gonna
never
make me
watch it.
cry.
Normally I never watch them live. I always watch them after, as you know. But no, I'm really glad I watched last night's episode though. Like I literally have no regrets. Like after the episode, I was just kind of like, dude, so good. It just hurt my
Punch in
hand.
the
No, it hit my hand.
The sad part is that whenever we do like Zachariah Porter, like punch your hand, I think the mic's usually muted, which is so sad because it's so
Oh.
funny. But I can't even hear you when you do it, so don't hurt your already hurt hand anymore,
Well,
please.
last night's episode was really good, but yeah, Deal or No Deal
Yeah.
Island is so good. It was that person that got home. Who was it? No, I think it was Boston. Oh yeah, Boston Robson came home because he slayed that round. Have you ever watched Deal or No Deal before?
So yeah, so I used to watch Deal or No Deal way back in like in high school, and I remember because I used
Oh.
to watch Survivor way back in like middle school and high school. I literally remember Boston Rob from like
You
the first or
do?
whatever. Yes, because we're like he's from Boston, and then
That's so funny.
he fell in love with Amber on the show, and they're still together, and they have four kids. Like, how cute is that?
Very
I
cute.
know.
Very cute. I had no idea
So,
who he was. Never seen the show before. So in the beginning, it was very confusing because I was like,
You're
why are
like,
they
who's
opening
this
all these briefcases? Like, who the hell is the banker?
So you've never seen any episode of Deal or No Deal?
No, I just saw
Oh.
them on an island and I was like, I'm in. And they were doing competition and I was like, yeah, let's get it. So it was so funny. It was good.
Would you do all of the competitions that they've done?
Oh my God, the zip lining one was so cool. I would totally do that. That looked lit. Have you ever
It
been like
looks,
zip lining like that?
I mean, that looked a little intense. That wasn't really like a zip line. It was almost like a
A
bungee
drop.
jump slash swing. Yeah. It was a little
True.
aggressive. Like the first person they dropped, I was like, oh my gosh, they are
I
hauling free fall. And
was
then they're just like,
laughing my
oh.
ass off at how nervous the people were. They're like holding the bean bag, like shaking in their boots. Like
I don't blame them. It was probably really intimidating. I wish we got like a
it was
POV
so
shot, like
funny.
of a GoPro on one of them or something. Like, I feel like we couldn't
Oh,
appreciate how high up it was and how fast it
that's
was from
true. Yeah,
afar. That would have
that's
been
true. I'm
sick.
honestly surprised no one dropped the bean bag because, like,
Yeah.
I would have totally dropped it. Like, the minute the drop happens, I would have been like, oh, fuck.
I have a theory though, because everyone had to land on different numbers. Like, they definitely have to have gone multiple times. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no shot. Do you think about that? Also, if anyone's not watching Deal or No Deal Island, like, quick little recap. It's basically Deal or No Deal and Survivor had a baby, and there's people doing challenges and
True.
also playing Deal or No Deal. And the challenge that we're talking about is they're basically five stories up on like the zip line swing thing, and they free fall one person at a time. They like free fall and swing across over this on the ground. There's like this board of all the different amounts of money, you know, and like targets to land on. They have this big bean bag that they have to launch onto it and land on one of the amounts. But they only have one person per amount, so like they had to have
Yeah, it's
gone multiple
true.
times and then just edited it down.
That's a really good
But I feel
conspiracy
like
theory. That
I
makes a
think
lot more
it's
sense than everyone just getting it in one shot, in one go. And me just sitting there like, wow, how did they get this so accurate? How did they not drop the bean bag? How did they always land on a number? Like, what? That makes sense. Oh, mind blown.
Movie magic.
But yeah, that's a really good show so far. So, and then Summer's
Yeah.
House, Martha's Vineyard's back on. It was a
I
great
know.
first episode.
Straight up, I think we got to make like a weekly schedule of, you know, what's going on and what day, because we have The Valley is on now. We have
Oh
Summer
my
House,
God.
I freaking can't even say the name. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, but we
Dude,
call it
it's
Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard.
Summer's House, and
Summer's
it's in Martha's
House.
Vineyard.
Exactly. And obviously we have like Below Deck, Vanderpump, regular Summer House, and next week.
Don't tell me there's a new show. I'm gonna end my subscription. What is
Vanderpump
it?
Villa.
Stop it! I can't handle. Also, the worst part is they're all on different TV providers. Like, come on.
I
Like,
know, that's
cut it
so
out,
true.
people. Because Vanderpump Villa is on Hulu. There's no recording on Hulu. So, like, we gotta watch the ads. And
Oh,
then,
yeah.
I guess it's the only show that's on a different TV provider. Well, like, Deal or No Deal isn't Bravo, but it's on Peacock. And then, obviously, our Bravo shows are on Bravo that we have recorded.
Right, and I guess Survivor's on Paramount, but that's not,
Yeah, that's true. But I watch it
I
on
guess,
YouTube
what's that?
TV. I also am all caught up on Survivor too.
Well, until 7 minutes from now, and then we'll be behind because it's starting in 7 minutes.
That's true. That's true. I'll be behind for a while, probably.
That's okay. We got plenty to talk about. Where do we even start?
Well, for reals though, this is super critical. So the waffle cabin was closed today at Loon. What the hell? Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were like, I've never seen Loon or basically probably any mountain this empty, because I never really go midweek. And so there's just like
Oh.
nobody. There's just no lines, like literally
That sounds amazing, though.
nobody. It was really nice, and you get so many runs in so quickly. So like we got tired after a few hours. Like, we didn't need to go to the very end, but it all started raining. But yeah, so they kind of like, I think they also like minimize operations. Like, they had a couple of the smaller lifts shut down, and then they had the waffle cabin shut
That's
down.
so sad. Like, what the frick? Probably
Yeah.
because it's so empty too, that they're just kind of like,
It's not
did you
even worth
guys
it. Yeah.
have to leave super early then? Because, or not really, because it was like really empty.
Oh, leave the mountain? Oh, no, leave
Sorry, like
here?
this morning.
Well, I was the last stop of pickup, so I got picked up at 7:30. Yeah.
What?
I
Dude,
know,
that's
earlier than work.
seriously, what the hell? It's like when I woke up.
I know. Well,
That's
going
insane.
back to Michelle coming off night shift, she basically, if she's, excuse me, if she's doing stuff after night shift, she doesn't want to have time to sit down because that's when she gets tired and falls asleep. So she wanted to be picked up like right after work so that she's not waiting around to get picked up so that she can just get right into the car and sleep.
Oh, wait,
Yeah.
shut up. So she literally came from a night shift and went straight to skiing, and then she's gonna go straight to a night. She didn't even like have like 2 hours at home.
She, after skiing, she probably had like an hour and a half, 2 hours at home, but not before. I know. I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
No.
Did you have a nice birthday celebration for her?
Yeah,
Shout out to
yeah.
Michelle. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday if you even listen anymore,
For the folks on the phone,
bitch.
Michelle is Monica's sister, by the way. I know we
Oh,
talk about
yeah.
Molly's sister a lot, even though we haven't in a while. But
All the sisters. We gotta talk about your brother some, you know? We gotta talk about Nigel. He's a superstar. He's a Hong Kong superstar influencer, fitfluencer, tux
Yeah, I don't know what he's kind of in the hospital right now, so this is
Okay,
super
we can take
awkward.
this offline. Oh.
No, it's okay, he's fine. He's fine. I think so. I should call home eventually. It shouldn't be
Oh
anything serious. But yes, he is a
my gosh.
off guard.
Oh my gosh, I'm so... Is
It's
everything okay? Oh my gosh.
off pod,
Okay. Oh my gosh.
so bravo. Wait, when is Hannah Burner's Netflix special coming out?
Oh.
The video was
I
so funny.
don't know, but I'm so excited, especially since she said it went well.
Yeah, I mean, Paige picked out her outfit, so obviously it went well. Like, it
And
had to have
tanned her.
gone. Wait, my favorite part of that. Okay, so for the folks on the phone, Hannah Burner and Paige were on Summer House, and we love them. And I don't know if you know, but we're obsessed with Geekly Squad, their podcast. So you might have heard us talk about them a lot. And Hannah Burner's a comedian, is doing a Netflix special. So Monica sent me a YouTube video of Hannah getting ready with Paige, and it was really funny. And I was literally dying when Hannah put on this shirt, and Paige was like, "Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it." And I literally go, "It looks terrible. Like, what the hell?" And then Hannah just like goes to the mirror and she goes, "It's giving pregnant." And it was
The
the poofy
peplum, yeah. I agreed with
Hannah.
everything they said. I agreed with everything they said. It was so funny.
So funny. Hannah goes, "I swear to God, if you say peplum again, like I'll freaking lose it." I
Then Paige is
can't.
like, wait, not for you, but like, look how good it looks on me. Oh, goodness.
God, they're so funny.
They are.
Paige and Hannah need to come to Boston. Like, I know they've been here before, and that was like 2,000 years ago. And why haven't they been since? Why not? They run at every single freaking state. I'm always looking out for Hannah's like shows, and I never see Massachusetts on there. Like, who scared her
I mean,
away?
I think she was here. Wait, when was the last? I mean, I feel like they toured last year, no? Why didn't we go?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why didn't
There
we
might have been
go?
maybe a high chance we were both like busy or something.
I feel
I
like we just
don't
probably didn't know about it. Like maybe we weren't like this knee deep. Is that the right word? Now I'm forgetting American sayings. We weren't
know.
like this knee deep in
We
Giggly
weren't
Squad
like,
as we are
well,
now.
I was always a super fan. You caught up recently, I'd
I
say.
know. I'm sorry it took me so long.
It's okay. I'm just happy you made it here.
Me
Thank
too.
God. I was
I
so
know.
lonely before.
I
Just
know.
laughing by
People.
myself, sending you things, and you're just ignoring me. Wait, that was like freaking jokes as well, back to their YouTube video. Where Paige was like, I told Hannah to wear this outfit on her special months ago, and she just continued to ignore me, and here she is wearing it. So I just want this to be on the record. Thank you. That was so good.
That was hilarious.
So
I'm
good.
so
God, I
excited to see
love
the
them.
outfit. I know. They're really
I'm
funny.
excited for the special. I hope it's as good as it will be.
Oh,
I
I'm
don't
sure
know.
we'll love it. Pause real quick. The tanning. I know they're supposed to do it at Paige's apartment. Was
Oh
that
yeah.
Hannah's apartment?
I didn't finish watching the video, so I don't know. But I
Okay.
will
Well.
say this, was the walls yellow?
Yeah.
Hannah's apartment.
Okay. Because I was gonna say it looked like a normal apartment for like a normal New York apartment. We were texting about this week how Hannah in this week's or and last week's episode, it was last week's episode of Summer House, was talking about finding an apartment and talking about paying $9,000 a
You
month.
said
And I was like,
Hannah, you
if
mean
she's
Paige.
sorry, Paige, thank you. Paying $9,000 a month. And I was gonna say, if that's the apartment she's paying $9,000 a month for, and it looks
No.
like a normal apartment, it better not be. And I'm so glad that it's not, but
No.
come on, $9,000 a month on rent?
Well, you've seen Paige's apartment. I mean, we only see obviously what she like shows in like Insta story, but you've seen what it looks like, right? It's like luxury granite countertops, like be I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, and she has like a balcony. This is Paige's apartment. Like, it's really nice, but I mean, it doesn't seem that big. It sounds like it is a two bedroom though. So like technically, if she had a roommate, she could be paying, you know, like four and a half thousand, not even.
Well,
But she's living by herself. So.
the extra room is a closet, so no room for a roommate.
But right, yeah.
Which is
But what
absurd, but
I'm,
also love that, but absurd.
but I thought it was gonna be like a one bedroom though for that price, 'cause like that's what it seemed like it. But anyways, yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, point is like if you it was if the walls are yellow, that's Hannah's apartment. So apparently Hannah has two places. I don't know if I got this wrong, but it sounds like she has her place with Dez, and then she has her own apartment, and her own apartment is like this like funky, you know, interesting design. Because I just remember her talking about it in Giggly Squad, where she goes, it's just kind of nice to have like my own place. But
Whoa.
I'm not positive though. Because like another part of me is thinking, like, why would she have her own place? Because it sounds like Des goes to Ireland a lot, or he travels a lot.
Yeah.
And I have so many questions about Des. Does he like actually have another family, or are they always joking? Because like they joke about it a lot, where they're like, oh yeah, Dez is like with his other family and like his other kids. And like at this point, I thought it was a joke in the beginning, just because he does go there a lot for work, like for his comedy shows, and his family's there. But like they say it a lot that I'm like, does he actually have kids there?
Oh, you think he might have had like a previous marriage or something? And I think they're joking.
Okay, I don't know. I
But
can't take them seriously anymore. Yeah,
I know it's hard to tell what's real and what's not with them.
know it's becoming surreal.
Well, also remember on the last episode of Summer House, Amanda was also talking about getting an apartment in like New Jersey and having her own spot.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. I don't know. Was she alluding to wanting her own place, or having a place that her and Kyle would own, but they would have like two homes, where like they would have a getaway home in New Jersey, and then they would still have their New York City apartment? I was confused about that, because I heard her
Yeah.
say like, I want to, you know, have a place to like go away to, but I don't know if she necessarily meant like it's her place. With like her
No,
money.
oh, good point. I mean, I feel like they're married, so their money's basically probably like the same.
But so is
It made it
Hannah and
sound.
Dez.
Yeah, I know,
Because like
but she.
Hannah's like apartment isn't like, I mean, obviously it's not like Dez can't get in there. It's just like Hannah was saying, like, it's her place, it's her decoration. It's like, I think she bought it or was renting it. I don't know the details of it, but.
Yeah, I think it would be like for both of them could use it, but basically Amanda is saying like she doesn't need to be in the city as much and she likes having like a yard, you know, space and stuff.
Yeah.
So like having a little getaway, that's what it would kind of be like. But I'm sure, you know, if Kyle wanted to go, I don't think she would say no.
Girls only. I mean, that'll be kind of
Including
cool.
Ryder and Reese.
Oh, and they're two bitches. Like, you know, I love how earlier, like a while ago, Amanda was like, "Oh my God, who knew two bitches can like get Kyle like all prim and proper and straight up, you know?" That
Yeah, so
was really
cute. They're
funny.
so cute.
They're adorable.
I know. But yeah, interesting. I mean, a mystery that we will have to solve someday, but I don't know. I mean, like also, I don't really blame them. Like living in New York, you have such a small amount of space that you probably, especially Kyle and Amanda, like they work together, they're living together, they're probably on top of each other all the
Yeah.
time.
What's kind of
And like
wild to
that's
me though is that we've all seen everyone who's watched Summer House, at least last season, we've all seen how massive Amanda's parents' house is. Why can't she just go there? Like it's literally her parents that live there. It's like a giant ass backyard, beautiful home. Like, why do you need your own place, girl? Just go to your parents' home. If anything, it sounds lit.
Oh, it sounds sick. Remember when she was saying like Kyle's complaining about going to her parents' house and he literally gets just like charcuterie and like, you know,
Spritzes,
yeah.
like what the hell? That sounds.
I'm coming. We're coming. The broads are
We'll
coming.
go. Like Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? If anyone's mom or dad or relative, whatever, invited me to your home, and you were like, I don't care what it looks like, you were gonna give me snacks and drinks, I'm there in a heartbeat. Like what the hell? That sounds
That's
so nice.
literally all it takes to lure me into somewhere. Kidnappers take note. Wine and cheese, you know, snacks and drinks. Like, I'm in. Amanda, we are your new husbands. We are
Yeah,
coming.
we love dogs.
I mean, I'm guessing she doesn't use her parents as like her getaway, probably just because it's far, I'm guessing. Like it's probably further than Jersey City. I mean, I've never been to New Jersey in my life. I don't really know. I'm pretty good with geography, but that part of the country, that region is just like I don't know. I have no clue. No clue.
I've been to New Jersey once. It was really random. I went to go visit like this was like when I was doing in my college tennis era where I was just visiting like schools for like recruitment. So yeah, I went to Jersey. I don't really remember much of it, so that obviously says a lot that it clearly wasn't memorable. But I have heard that Hoboken is really cool. I've never been there. And that's like you know, on the border where it's like closer to New York City. But I heard like that's like, you know, where the bars and the restaurants are. It's a little bit more lively. But then obviously there's, you know, the burbs part of Jersey that, you know, couldn't tell you. Would never move there. Well, I love Massachusetts too much right now. But if our whole friend group were to move there, would I move there? Hell yeah, housing's probably cheaper.
Yeah, could be, maybe, but yeah, no, not moving to New Jersey, sorry.
Well, I want to vibe and do this murder mystery. But the thing is that we need one of you guys. We need either you or Steph or someone else that has a dining table to do this
Yeah.
because the thing is that to do these events, you need like at least six people minimum.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't work. So we need a dining table that can fit either six or more people.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it this
I
summer.
mean, you don't need a dining table, but that's the whole fun of it is that like you make it a dinner. And like how we did it last time was you do it in courses. So, like, because obviously, like, when you go to like anyone's house, like you're gonna chat and catch up. make your drinks, so you don't want to like rush it. But also, like, you know, the part of the game is still the conversation. So it's like, you know, you could kind of make it where it's like, hey, after everyone has a cocktail, then you kind of let the game get started. But it always helps when everyone's like sitting down, and then you kind of split it up in between courses. So it also doesn't seem boring, like you're just like reading off a paper. Like I love how they did in that TikTok, because like everyone had time to get into their character. So by the time dinner was over, that's when like the real fun of it happens.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So, because like I did a murder mystery, I think, like with my family a long time ago in Chicago, and it was so boring. They did it like a play readout where like we had dinner, and then after dinner, they were just like reading off like the, you know, the pieces of paper. And I'm like, this
So,
is so lame.
do they give you a script to read?
Kind of. So the one that me and Steph hosted was really good, because it gives you an idea of who your character is, and it gives you like some lines that you could say. But like,
Oh.
think of it like someone giving you bullet points, you know? It's like, you're a whore and you slept with the father and you were there at 6 p.m. And then make whatever else up you want to after that.
Okay. Oh,
And it just gives you
fun.
like three facts, right? Or it could say like, you know, you have a vent, you're jealous of the mistress, right? So anytime the mistress speaks, you can like just say something snippy back to her, just to give people the idea that you don't like her. So it's kind of a little bit of acting, you know?
Oh, that's so
It's so
fun.
fun. Yeah. And then you get to like dress up, and you know, it's a good time.
I'm down. Let's freaking do it.
Dude, I'm
Let's
keen
murder
any
mystery.
time. I was the murderer last time. It was so hard to keep a straight face, but nobody guessed it.
I'm surprised because it's you and your subtle jazz.
Well, so this is the one thing that people don't know about me, is that when I need to be like game face, I can do it. That's it.
She's an actress. She's a
It
woman of the
has to be
arts.
like meaningful and serious. You know what I'm saying? Like a proposal. So like when I got that card and it was like, you're a murderer for this game, that was like life and death, you know, literally. Like I was like, I am a murderer and I need to sell it. I'm not gonna fuck this up. I wanna win this game. And I did.
I
And
respect
I
it.
did.
I respect it so much. I'm just laughing because I've seen you laugh at people telling you that their like family members have been sick or died. But the fact that you can game face for a murder mystery,
Okay,
it's
it's
because you're a woman in the
different.
arts. You're a woman in the arts. You're just trying to spread your wings. It's fine. I get it.
No, it's different though, because I get awkward around like death and like serious things, and then my coping mechanism is to laugh.
Like telling me your brother's in the hospital. That's
We
not funny. Oh my
don't
God.
need to talk about, stop bringing it up. You're gonna worry the folks on the phone.
Sorry, folks on the phone. We started talking about murder mystery because on our little break between our sessions, we were watching a TikTok about a really good murder mystery party, and I've never done one, and Jazz has done one, and she was the murderer, and it sounds fun. And they did one on Below Deck this week.
Oh, I'm not caught up, but I did see that in the trailer and it looks lit. I'm telling you at this point, I need an assistant for a few things. I need an assistant to help me with my doctor's appointment. I need an assistant to help me with all the TV that I have to watch. I need an assistant to help me with like my work. I need an assistant to like help me with my cooking and cleaning. Like, I just need
I get
help.
that. I feel that
When
100%.
they say like, you know, how does she do it all? Sarah Jessica Parker, how does she do it all? I
She
don't
gets help.
know.
Yeah, well,
I don't get
the
it.
murder mystery was pretty good. And I know I texted you about it, but you hadn't been caught up with Below Deck. I swear to God,
Oh
I
yeah.
swear, I'm like 95% sure that the new deckhand that came on this week's episode of Below Deck was sitting next to Katie at the
You
end
really
of
think
this week's
so?
episode. I'm 95% sure. It was, he also had an earring in the same ear. He's like,
I guess I didn't notice because, like, to me, I didn't know who he was. So that's probably why you picked it up.
I don't even know how I picked it up. I think it was just like, who are these? Because usually you just see, like, when they're filming for the show for Vanderpump or whatever, it's usually just like, you know, it's like the crew sitting at the, like, the cast
Yeah.
sitting at the table. But then there was like a couple of randos. I'm like, who are these people? And I was like, wait, like, they're like, he just, I don't know. He
Small
looks
world,
so
man.
unique that I swear it
Gonna
was
have
him.
to
I know, I'm
rewatch that
sorry.
again. Why don't you look it up and see if it really is him? You can.
That's not as fun.
That's fair. Well, let's talk about Katie hooking up with Max.
I
What? And she
know.
was like so caught off guard too. Like literally when Brock was like, "Oh, so you slept with Max?" And she was like,
And Sheena
what are
was
you
like,
talking
you were
about?
not supposed to say anything. Like, you, like, clearly she was trying to take it to the grave.
They're taking a lot of things to the grave. Like a lot. Like, come
They,
on.
guess
You
what?
what?
They never make it to the grave, okay? It always comes out.
You tell him. You literally freaking tell him. Being like, why are you always trying to make it to the grave? Because you ain't going to get there. Someone's going to dig it back up.
Like,
Because you know what?
literally.
Everybody's got a shovel. They're buying it on Walmart, TJ Maxx, like Christmas tree shop. Stop digging the grave. These people don't get it.
You
Like,
tell them.
no, you tell them.
No, you're doing a great
You
job
got
telling
me
them.
fired up.
No, but it's just, it just never goes to the grave. Sheena and Schwartz making out. Also, Katie and Dana, who used to be on Vanderpump, have a podcast together. They're like best friends. And Dana used to date Max and she was like in love with him.
I know, that's why I went on Instagram. That picture came out where I think it was like "See you next Monday," who was like, "What does Dana think about Katie hooking up with Max?" I mean, I wonder if Dana knows, though, is the thing. Because, like, even though Dana did hook up with Max and she was in love with him, it didn't end very well, right? Like,
Yeah.
and so I wonder if Dana's like, I just don't care. Like, just do what you want. But I mean, like, I don't know. I don't listen to their podcast. Because, like, that would be so messed up for Katie to not tell Dana. Like,
I
that would be
know.
actually insane to me to hide that.
I'll check it out because I've been kind of like listening to their podcast here and there.
See if they talk about any of this.
Yeah, I will. I wonder if they'll address it.
The part that made me so sad though was, so it was the, you know how like at the end of the episode they show little snippets of a future episodes? So there was a scene of like Schwartz and Katie talking by the pool about Katie sleeping with Max, and Schwartz literally goes, "Katie, he's my best friend." Like, and I was like, oh my, like, this poor guy. Like, he didn't even sleep with Raquel. Like, they just made out. But she slept with his best friend. That's really not okay. Like,
You know,
or at
I
least
feel
don't lie
bad.
about it. I feel like it's one thing to be like, all right, drunken hookup, whatever, go and like say your piece and be like, look, I made a mistake. I regret it, whatever. Or I don't regret it. And if you feel uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but I'm going to pursue, but at least be honest about it. But like to hide it. And then for Schwartz, oh, and he was like so dumbfounded when Brock was like, dude, she hooked up with your bro, Max. And he was like, what?
The thing is,
Oh, Lord, I'm going to
Brock didn't even
die.
say Max. He said he hooked up, she hooked up with your bro. And he knew immediately
Yeah,
because,
that it was Max.
which is so sad.
So sad. Like, I couldn't. That sucks. Because,
I
like,
know.
Raquel wasn't even Katie's best friend. So it's like, because Katie tried to justify it, where Brock was like, dude, like, that's such a double standard. And it totally is. Like, Katie's now being a hypocrite, where I get it. Katie was like, Tom and I had just separated. Like, don't hook up with. I can't tell if you're frozen or super still.
Sorry, it was super still.
I was like, you're really still, like, wow.
Just really dialed in.
I forgot my train of thought.
Ah!
You got me distracted.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
know what I was
Schwartz
saying.
and Katie. I mean, sue me for saying this. I still have a soft spot for Schwartz. Like, I do think that
Oh,
he's
I mean, I
just
love
like
him.
a golden retriever. Like, he has good intentions. He screws up sometimes. Like, I do think that he is just like he just wants everyone to have a good time, honestly. Like, he just wants everyone to have
I
fun,
know,
and he
but
messes
some
up.
he does mess up. I think he just messes up almost too much, though, that it's like, you can only feel sorry for someone a few times, but if you're like, okay, you're literally digging your own grave, like, hello, like the one part, like I definitely feel for Schwartz. I'm still his fan. Like, I definitely like him more now in this season. I feel like he's doing a better job at being himself again and standing up for himself and just good vibes, and I love that. I think he lost himself a little bit, excuse me, after his divorce, which we don't blame him. I mean, we obviously saw how hard it was. But the one thing that was just like mind-blowing to me was that, yeah, he allegedly hooked up with Sheena a while ago, and like he didn't tell Katie about it. And to me, that's like kind of crazy. Like, you guys were together for 12 years and he was married to Katie. Like, I don't know, that gives me like the creeps of like, you marry someone and you don't know that person you're meant to be forever with made out with your friend, your freaking bridesmaid. I would
Yeah,
die. I
that's a
would
bad look.
literally, like, if I was Katie, I would literally die. I'd be like, I can't believe I married you. Like, are you freaking kidding me? If it wasn't a big deal, then why are you hiding it? I feel like when you hide something,
Right.
you make it a big deal. If you're like so nonchalant about it, like, you know what? I have a confession to tell you. Like, had this drunken hookup. No big deal, whatever. It was 10 years ago. Katie would have been like, oh, that's fucking weird, but thanks for telling me.
I
Like, that's
know. And
crazy to me that they hit it.
it's crazy. And also, like, their story, like, they didn't get their story straight. It's like, we don't really know what the true story is, because both
Yeah.
Sheena and Schwartz said
What?
different things. Also, Sheena, like, she takes me on a roller coaster, because like she can be
Yeah.
so kind and good-hearted, and then like she's, I don't know, like, not, I don't know if she's two-faced, but I feel like she tells people different things. I guess that's kind of
Yeah.
two-faced. Or she's like, with the Max thing, she was like, I
Yeah.
don't care, like, whatever, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, and I don't want to get involved. And then like 2 seconds later, she's like, so yeah, I checked their location, I checked their location again, I checked,
That's
it's like,
so true. Okay, let's talk about having 54 of her friends' locations. What the actual fuck?
I kind of
That
love
is
it
so
though.
insane. 54. First of all, how do you know? Okay,
It
how do you know 54 people? How do you even know 54
You
people?
know 54 people.
Okay, I don't care about 54 people and where they currently are. Like, what?
Yeah, I
I think
guess
I have like
so.
six people's location. That's it.
Yeah,
Because
that's
technically,
a
those
lot of
people,
people.
yeah, but because they also have to let her see her location, they have to approve it. So 54 people approved her seeing their location. I have requested for
Yeah.
people's location and I don't have their approval. So, like, half.
Yeah. I don't know. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
She's like 57.
But yeah, no, I definitely am with you. Like, Sheena's always been like that. Like, freaking Shane, man. Like,
But the thing is, like, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I really like Lala, and on her
oh,
podcast
hell
this
yeah, she's
week,
badass bitch this whole season. She's
yeah,
slaying every
and
frigging scene. I'm like, slay.
she was, how also how she and Sheena have had their ups and downs. She was talking about her on her podcast this week, how she's like, you meet Sheena, your team Sheena, like, she is just so likable, she's such a like good like soul and has the best intentions. Like, I don't like it, I don't know, I think she just becomes a little bit of a villain sometimes, especially in like her confessionals, when she's saying like the thing about Ariana being her backup dancer and then making it to Dancing with the Stars, like,
Yeah.
so shady,
But they do say it how, like, the editors make those cuts, like, you know, to make frame them that way. I mean, I know at the end of the day, like you say it, like it's not like she didn't say it, but I guess it's the way they do the cuts though, where they only focus on the bad. Like they've done that to Sheena though, a few times where like they only show the cuts of her that are like, you're like, dude, what the fuck? And then you don't see like enough, like right now they're showing all the cuts of Lala that make her look like she's slaying, and maybe she is, but like we've seen monster Lala. Like, I mean, they're even showing cuts this season of like Brock being an asshole. Like the fact that like Brock and Sheena keep bickering and fighting, but their fighting seems so intense that I'm just kind of like, I would like faint and die if anyone talked to me like that. Like, literally that scene where Brock was like, yo, I just told Schwartz, you know, like about Katie sleeping with Max, and Sheena was like, why would you do that? And then Brock was like, I really hate your fucking attitude right now. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. Like, that's so mean. What the hell? How do you talk to your wife like that?
You shouldn't.
I mean, they're both assholes to each other. Like last season, Sheena was being a dick to Brock. Ugh, I don't know, it's exhausting, dude.
I mean, I guess we've never been married, so we don't know what it's like. But, you know, in general, in a relationship, you want to communicate to others the way you want to be communicated to. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want someone telling you that they don't like your fucking attitude. Like, what?
It's almost kind of giving sibling, you know?
Oh, gosh.
And I swear to God, if that's what marriage is, I'm out.
No, no, no.
Like, the hell with that? Like, that's too scary.
They're clearly going through a rough patch, especially with the whole, like, baby nanny thing. Yeah. Like, post, you know. So, they're going through. I don't think that. I hope they make it out, you know.
I hope so, too.
You know, it happens. Jax and Brittany are going through it right now, kind of.
Yeah, we didn't see that coming. Shocker.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, like, Jax is, I still think Brittany's a lunatic for going back to Jax.
I was going to say, I think she's a saint, like, not for going back to Jax, but for putting up with Jax. Like, she needs to be protected at all costs. And I think she is such a good person, but she finally, like, you know, she realized her worth in the way that, like, you know, they've shown teasers of from the Valley of the way that Jax is speaking to her. And I'm glad that she's done putting up with that shit. Like,
I mean, let's freaking hope so. At the end of the day, it's not worth saving your family if that's what you have to put up with. Like, go find yourself another man like Madison LaCroix did. She met the love of her life, and her son gets along well with her husband so well. Like, that's how it should be, you know? And if it's going to take time, let it take time. Like, you don't need to put up with your shitty-ass husband just for your kid. Like, I mean, Cruz is way too young anyways to fully get it.
No, I mean, I think, I'm sure it's, you know, if you break up a family, it's hard no matter what age, you know, different types of hard. Oh, I mean,
of course. But it's like, what's harder, a broken family that's still together and falling apart, or a broken family, but the two parts are happier?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Ugh, gosh.
Well, speaking of who needs saving, hashtag save Anne, everybody. Anne needs help and saving. That scene melted my heart. Like, literally melted my actual heart when Ariana's FaceTiming Anne and being like, hey, you know, doing her thing. Like, I need to go downstairs, etc. And then Ariana's like, I'm looking for an assistant. And Anne is just like, zooms in on the camera. Like, oh my God, can I be in the running? That was amazing. Like, holy shit. And then Ariana just goes, dude, hashtag save Anne. Like, she cannot be with Sandoval. Like, this woman is a saint. She freaking is. And then I think in a last Watch What Happens Live, even Andy Cohen was like, dude, like, Anne is the best. We need her as a bartender on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
That would be so funny.
Oh my gosh. That scene was so cute. What also made me love it even more, again, on Lala's podcast, they were talking about, she kind of like talks about the episodes a little bit, and they talked about Anne. And she, I think she asked Anne one time, like, how do you put up with him being Sandoval? And
Oh
she
yeah.
says she just smokes a ton of weed every night. Isn't that crazy? Like, I feel like you wouldn't expect it from her.
The fuck up. That's so good. Oh no. I'm gonna pee myself. I think I'm ready to go.
I
That's
know.
amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
Wait.
whatever it takes, Anne, whatever it takes to keep your
Now
job.
I'm literally picturing Anne like cleaning up after Sandoval, like high as fuck.
I know. I don't know if she's high on the job, but she definitely
Like,
is.
it's so
I
funny.
know. I know. Save Anne.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I know.
Wow. That's the best shit I've heard all week.
I know. It's so good.
I can't breathe. Okay. Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard. So happy the show's back. Episode one was such a vibe. And literally, the drama already was so intense at their dinner. The dumbest shit I've ever seen. You didn't invite me to this party. Okay, well, you didn't invite me to this party. And then the other guy's like, well, if you're on my subscription list, like, of course you'll be invited to my party. What the fuck was I listening to for like 10 minutes?
Well, that was exactly why what Preston said. He's like, "What is going on? Like, this is crazy. Like literally, what is happening? What is this conversation?"
The stupidest conversation I think I've ever heard on Bravo. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That was insane, but it was so funny.
I'm just glad they came in hot and not cold, you know? Like, I just love that they're getting to it. I
When
just
the show started and they showed Jasmine, and then like they gave like their name, and it was like Jasmine and Silas, and then they crossed out Silas, her husband. I was like, hell yeah, girl, like divorce that man. And then later they showed the scene where she was like, I'm so sad. Like, he's getting deployed in Eastern Europe. And I think he's in Poland
I think so. He was speaking
because he was speaking Polish.
Polish. You understood because you speak
Oh,
Polish.
yeah, obviously.
Back up.
it's where my ancestors are from. But I'm
You look
so
very
bummed.
Krakowice.
What? What'd you say?
You look very Krakowice.
Oh, like I'm from there?
That's definitely not what it's called, but it's kind of
What
funny if it
does that
is.
mean?
Like you're from there.
Oh, I thought you were calling me like a crackhead in like a different language.
Don't
You
know.
had like an evil laugh.
No, sorry, it's just delusional, clearly.
Yeah, too tired from skiing. What
No,
a
I
hard
know.
day.
I did creep on Jasmine because I was wondering the same thing.
Oh, I thought
And I
you meant
was
me, and I was like, what?
this might get confusing.
You know.
The other
Continue.
one. Do you want to know s something?
I mean, yeah, now. Are you taking an edible?
No!
Oh, okay. You're like extra giggly.
No, I'm just delusional.
Okay, spit it out. What?
She's pregnant.
Oh, that lying son of a bitch. Okay, I knew it. Her stupid dry ass Jan Summer was like the dumbest. She literally goes, I'm being sober. I'm just trying it out. And I do know how common it is where they say, don't say you're pregnant if you haven't hit your trimester. So I wonder if she was like trying to hide that, especially on national television.
Yeah.
Because like her excuse was literally so dumb. She was like, yeah, I'm sober, you know, like for the summer. I'm just gonna try it out. I'm just like not really sure. And then someone was like, are you pregnant? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, no one is sober during summer for fun. You're sober during winter for fun. Okay. So, girl, you freaking pregnant. And she didn't divorce the dude. So Well, good for her. I'm very happy for her. How did you know that? Did she announce it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
Yeah,
that
I
checks out
just
timeline wise, because timeline wise. Because she probably hit her first trimester and is now ready able to announce it.
I know. I just well, no, she's like very pregnant now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't want to say it on TV then.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. I think like the timeline does work out with her probably not being able to say it then. Like, she probably was just about to get pregnant then, especially if you got deployed. Like, obviously, she got pregnant before you got deployed.
Quick maths.
Unless you got
She
the
got
father.
pregnant while he's deployed. Oh my
But I
God.
feel really bad that she's like pregnant on her own. If he's I mean, I
Well,
guess I don't know how long he's
he's
deployed.
clearly
Oh, she
back.
gave birth on in February. Okay.
Oh,
We are
shit.
behind February 22nd. Okay, so what's the math? What's the math? What's the math? When did
The
she get
hint.
pregnant?
Well,
So
9 months ago
basically,
from February.
yeah, so you basically just add 3 months. So March, April, May. Wait, she was definitely pregnant over the summer.
Yeah, so that literally checks out. She
Yeah,
probably
but
didn't want to like say it. She got pregnant
my
probably
God.
while she was filming. She probably knew she was pregnant. That's probably why she was extra sad that Silas was deployed, and she probably didn't hit her first trimester yet, which is why she didn't want to announce it, especially on TV. So that's why she made that excuse about being sober. And then I'm sure when she hit her trimester, then after that she announced it, because
Oh
you
my
said she gave birth February.
God.
So there we go. The case is closed.
Wow. The case is closed.
Jacques Clou, guys, we have Jacques Clouseau here in our midst.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe we
Well, I'm
should quit our
excited for
jobs
them.
and be a detective.
Yeah, no, literally. I mean, I think Paige and Hannah, someone had a bit about this where it's like, why are there so many men in the FBI? Women are like such good sleuths. Like,
That's
hello.
so true. Wait, I think it was Paige who said that. I can't
Yeah.
remember who said this, but she was like, if women were in whatever the agency's called, they would have found Osama bin Laden in like, an hour.
Yes,
I was
literally.
dying laughing.
Just let us have
Good
at
God, what a journey that was back then.
it. So fun.
I swear it was a roller coaster growing up. They were like, oh, they're looking for him. They haven't found him. And then this happened, and this happened. And then a couple of years later, they're like, oh, they found him. And then they're like, oh, now there's a new death organization. And it's like, oh, lit. Anyways.
Anyways, are you doing anything fun this weekend, or did you have a fun brunch with the girls on
Oh my
Sunday?
God, it was so good, dude. Why do we go out for brunch? We don't need to go out for brunch. This was so much better because it was potluck style. We got to try a bunch of stuff, which is my favorite thing now, where I don't like having one meal anymore. It's too boring. So that was lit. And then obviously a hell of a lot cheaper. And yeah, it was just like really fun because then like we were just, like it was a group that hadn't seen each other in a while, so we all were just kind of like catching up. We played some Quiplash and some of those chaotic games that Steph had after. And then we went on a beautiful walk to along the Charles River in Kendall.
My
Super, super
gosh.
nice. What did you do? Did you go to brunch on Sunday?
Fairy tale. Yeah, we went to brunch, outside brunch. Yeah, probably a lot more expensive than yours.
Well, you did level 99. Was that
Yeah,
fun?
we did that on Saturday. Yeah, but you know what? Like the three most memorable I guess challenges at level 99 that I was like, "Oh my gosh, we have to do this," because it was either like really fun or chaotic or whatever. They replaced them. They're not there anymore. I was
What was
so
it?
bummed. It was one we had to like throw stuff over like our little like river thing through a basket or something or through a
Oh my
hoop.
God, that was so much fun.
Gone. The hamster
Damn.
wheel, gone.
No way.
Yes. And then
What?
the like
Cusco
I guess
one?
like the Cusco one's still there.
Okay.
That was funny.
That was so funny.
the like ninja warrior where we like all hold on to the spinning tube thing and then we
Oh,
have to
yeah,
like
that's
jump
pretty decent. Yeah.
gone. My
That, what the
favorites. Yeah.
hell did they have?
I'm, except for the basketball one, I have to guess that people probably got hurt.
I mean, the hamster wheel one checks out. That was hazardous. That was really
That we
hazardous.
had someone get hurt. Yeah, that was bad. But yeah,
Yeah.
sad, but still fun. Still fun. Very crowded over the weekends, but we can still get
I
in a little bit of a wait. But yeah, it was
love it.
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to brunch?
Lulu's in Austin. You've never been?
I don't know what that is.
It's a very classic brunch spot, but the food menu is actually kind of not that wide, I guess, for brunch. But they do have, you can get a bucket of bubbles with like little juices and make your own mimosas, which is
Oh, that's
fun.
cute. I love that. Very
They have
nice. Very nice.
alcohol, like cereal milk shots. That makes sense. So,
No.
like, so they have like
What?
different flavors, like Fruit Loops, Honey Nut Cheerios, and basically it's a shot, and it looks like cereal milk, and it tastes like cereal milk, but there's alcohol in it.
Whoa. Crazy.
I
Very
know,
cool.
pricey, but yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
You're not
Do you
doing
wanna?
anything fun this weekend?
No. Nope, I'll just be chilling like a villain. You seeing the Easter
That
Bunny?
sounds fun. Yeah, just seeing the Easter Bunny getting ready for Easter.
What do you guys normally do besides the religious stuff on Sunday?
I mean, it's basically just, it's Easter, so it's basically the religious stuff. I gotta go to church like every day starting tomorrow till Sunday. I can't drink all week until Sunday. It's hard not to have a cider at
Whoa.
lunch today. And 6 a.m. mass on Sunday.
Wow, love
It
that.
is not gonna be a restful weekend for me.
Well, if you be sober and have you'll chill, no?
No. A lot of preparation, painting eggs, getting Easter
Wow.
baskets together. It's a hard life out
That
here.
sounds so fun. What are you talking about?
Just a lot of running around. Sometimes I don't like to have a lot of running around in my weekend. You're the same way. You block off some of your weekends to just chill out.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, sometimes not on purpose. Like, sometimes there's just nothing to do, but I'm like really psyched. I think we're just getting older now. Like, I'm just kind of like, I don't want to do anything this weekend. I just feel like last weekend was a lot and also like really chaotic and expensive. Like, I literally went to urgent care and then I went to have dinner with you guys and then Kung Fu Panda. And that was like a ton of fun, but. You know, and then the next day I went like day drinking with Cam, and like that was really fun too. But then on Sunday, then I went to brunch and walked with a girl. So it was like a lot of happening when there was like literally no downtime where I could just like sit and like video game, read, like just kind of chill. So that'll be this weekend. But yeah, do you want to end on a would you rather?
Yeah, I think it's your turn, isn't it?
No, my God, I knew you wouldn't have one for me. Yeah,
Because I did it last
I've
time.
only given you three in a row, and then you gave me
Yeah, but
one once.
now we're gonna
Oh, now you
alternate.
want to alternate? Well, I'm
Yeah.
not ready
Because
because
you thought I
you know what?
was
I have a good one. I have a good one. Would you rather never be able to have wine again or actually wait. I want to do something with wine and cheese. Would you rather never be able to? Ah, shit, this is a hard one. Would you rather have all, like, would you rather have free wine coming in or free cheese coming in? And, like, it's almost like someone, it's almost like a delivery subscription, you know, where you could get, like, all your favorite wines coming to your door once a week and it's free. And you get to try literally anything you want. Like, imagine a sommelier coming in and it's like, what do you want? What do you want to try? And every week you get, you know, as many bottles as you want. You know, it's all free. Same with cheese. You get a cheese connoisseur coming to your door every week
Oh.
and you get any cheese you want, even if it's international shipping, it applies. You get to try it and it's for free. What do you pick?
It's not very fun. It's like more practical than fun. I had like a backstory. I had a really big admin day on Monday and I had a physical. Like, who does that? Who goes to the doctor? I had a physical
Oh
and
my God, was this like your first physical in like
my
forever?
first good one because my old doctor was a literal idiot. I'm not even
Ooh,
gonna go into
no.
it, but long story short, this one so much better. We got a lot done, a lot of admin, and I got
Love
blood
that.
work done. And I sent my blood work to my mom. Long story short, I need to cut down on cheese, so I choose wine.
Wait, no way. Did it really say like you're eating too much dairy?
No, I mean, my cholesterol is fine, but we have cholesterol problems in my
Oh.
family. And so my mom's like, it's getting a little close there. Like, we got to cut down on the cheese. Like, ugh,
Wait, does cheese
whatever.
really cause that?
Yeah.
You eat that much cheese? Wait, stop. That's so jokes. That's amazing. All right, you picked the wine. Nice,
Yeah,
nice.
for my own longevity. What are you gonna pick?
What the hell do you think, Ed? Most obvious
Wine.
answer ever. Duh.
Well, I thought maybe you would say cheese so that we could share.
That doesn't count. That's the whole point of Would You Rather?
I pick cheese so you get the wine and we share. It's good for my health.
Wait, you're not supposed to pick the cheese. But I wouldn't share the wine with you. The wine's for me. The cheese is for
Oh,
you. That is the whole
rude.
point of the
Okay,
Would You
fine.
Rather.
Why can't
That
we just
literally
trick the words
defeats
you
the Would You
rather?
Rather. That literally defeats the Would You Rather. The whole point is it's like, would you rather this or this? And it's such a hard decision that you're like, holy shit, I don't know. And then you go with this or this. You don't get both.
But we make the
You
rules. It's like if you got a genie that grants you one wish, and I get a genie that grants me one wish, and the only wish is, would you rather have wine or cheese? You pick the wine, I pick the cheese, and our genies don't care. Like they're
But
just
there's
doing
no
their
genie in
job.
our Would You Rather.
You never told me that. I'm
You're reading into this too much.
just
You're
trying
reading
to have both,
into
okay?
the
I'm just trying to have
You
both.
can't have both. That's why it's Would You
Fine.
Rather. So,
Let's
what is
just
your final answer?
wine. It's better for my health.
Oh my God. The most exhausting Would You
Hey,
Rather ever.
I gave you such a good answer. I went into my own HIPAA violations. Like, I feel like that was very warranted. I'm a very practical person.
You are very practical.
I got felt up two places.
Oh, I thought you were just randomly singing a brand new story. I was like, where is this going? Like,
No, this is my new doctor. She's an OG. She's
nice.
good at her job.
Okay, pervert.
Very gentle.
Nice. Very cool.
Oh, Lord.
So, do you have any other topics?
I think I do not. Do you?
No. No. This was lovely. Thanks for sharing all your intimate stories. This was great.
Thank you.
Especially with
Thank
the folks
you.
on the phone. We gave them a real whirlwind of an episode tonight.
Anything for the folks on the phone and for you, of course.
Dude, I literally want to go to the theater so badly and watch Kung Fu Panda 4 again. But I'm not
Oh,
gonna
you
do
loved it
that.
that much?
Just more like there's, it was just good vibes. And I just feel like I want to go back to the theater because it's such a great place and there's nothing good, nothing else that's on that's good. But I'm not gonna do that. That's a waste of money. I'm just gonna wait for it to come out. I am gonna finish Kung Fu Panda 3 though tonight because I didn't finish it
Mm-hmm.
last night. I
That's
got a little
free.
sleepy, but I didn't fall asleep though.
I'm proud of you.
Like,
See,
turn
we're
the TV
growing.
off.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. Good. Hopefully you don't fall asleep on the couch tonight, but if you do, hey. It's, do you at least
Stolen
prep for
a
bed
dream.
when you are on the couch?
I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. Yeah.
Because that's like the one thing that I do is that like I get ready for bed and then I have like my blue light glasses on, night guard in, phones on silent, and I just go to town. And then like a few minutes in, I'm like, okay, I'm still tired, shut and
Oh, that's honestly the best way to do it. That's very smart. You know what you could do? Have you heard of the sleep timer? Oh
What's
my
that?
gosh, I think I'm about to rock your world. So
What's
like every single TV has a sleep timer. So you can set it'll just shut off. You can set it to like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50, like, and it'll just shut off. So yeah.
Sorry, I just got so distracted
What? By
because
what?
your physician, you say she was gentle, and I just thought about it again. Sleep timer, yeah. TV turns off by itself. I have a sleep timer on my TV. I don't use it though. I don't
Game
want to use it
changer.
though because, like, what if there's a good part and then the TV shuts off? I'm gonna turn the TV back on.
I mean, you can. For me, it's like a good of like, okay, I gotta go to bed by this time or whatever. So we'll set it for this long. And then either I'm already asleep by that time or I'm like one eye open and then it shuts off and I'm like, you right, like I'm going to bed.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us, guys. Catch you next time.
Thanks for
Bye.
chatting with me, Jazz.
Thanks for chatting with me. Have a nice few
Bye.
days.